to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Litigation Alert. Supreme Court rules loss causation is not required for class certification in private securities class actions. On June 6, 2011, the Supreme Court clarified in Erica P. John Fund, Inc. versus Halliburton Company, et al., that loss causation is not a necessary element to obtain class certification in a private securities class action. The Supreme Court overruled a line of cases from the Fifth Circuit that had required securities plaintiffs to first prove loss causation before being able to trigger the fraud on the market presumption permitting class certification in efficient markets. According to the Supreme Court's decision, an investor is required to prove the presence of an efficient market in order to take advantage of the fraud on the market presumption at the class certification stage, but does not need to prove loss causation. The reasoning of the decision, a unanimous ruling authored by the Chief Justice, is narrow and brief, limited to overruling the Fifth Circuit's loss causation class certification analysis, and the case is unlikely to lead to a sea change in securities class actions outside the Fifth Circuit. However, the decision may have an impact on the number of future securities class action filings in the Fifth Circuit, which has seen a precipitous decline in the last few years, with certain Fifth Circuit rulings placing limiting requirements on plaintiffs at the pleading and class certification stages. In addition, the decision in Halliburton leaves open certain questions concerning the elements of proof applicable to the fraud on the market presumption that may be considered in the future by the Supreme Court. The fraud on the market presumption in the Fifth Circuit's loss causation test. In private securities class actions, like other federal class actions, the plaintiff must meet the class certification requirements of Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 23b3, which requires that individual issues of law or fact do not predominate over common issues. In fraud cases, the need to prove the element of reliance on an alleged misstatement would ordinarily cause individual issues to predominate over common issues. But in the context of securities class actions, the Supreme Court recognizes a fraud on the market presumption in efficient stock markets. Under this theory, the market price of shares traded on well-developed markets reflects all publicly available information and hence any material misrepresentations. Accordingly, any investor who buys or sells stock at the price set on a well-developed market is presumed to have relied on public misstatements. The Fifth Circuit sought to tighten the Supreme Court's requirements in BASIC by insisting that a securities plaintiff also prove loss causation before triggering the fraud on the market presumption at the class certification stage. Under the Fifth Circuit's test, in order to invoke the fraud on the market presumption of reliance, a putative securities class action plaintiff must first prove that the decline in stock was because of the correction to a prior misleading statement, and that the subsequent loss could not otherwise be explained by some additional factors revealed then to the market. Before the Supreme Court's decision in Halliburton, other circuits, specifically the Second, Third, and Seventh Circuits, had rejected the Fifth Circuit's loss causation test for class certification and had found that loss causation was not a prerequisite to class certification. In line with the Fifth Circuit precedents, however, the District Court in Halliburton denied class certification. The District Court concluded that the plaintiff had failed to establish loss causation, but made clear that absent the loss causation requirement, it would have granted class certification. The Fifth Circuit affirmed based on its loss causation precedents. The Supreme Court rejects loss causation as a class certification prerequisite. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court vacated the Fifth Circuit's decision in Halliburton, holding that proof of loss causation is not a prerequisite to class certification. The court noted that loss causation was not contemplated by the BASIC decision formulating the fraud on the market presumption and indicated that loss causation addresses different considerations than reliance in a Section 10b claim. The court held that Reliance focuses on facts surrounding the investor's decision to engage in the transaction, while loss causation requires a plaintiff to show that a misrepresentation that affected the integrity of the market price also caused the subsequent economic loss. The Supreme Court noted that even if an investor purchased stock at a distorted price and thereby presumptively relied on the misrepresentation reflected in that price, the investor still must prove loss causation, i.e., that the decline in the stock's value was caused by the misstatement, in order to recover. Thus, in order to take advantage of the fraud in the market presumption at the class certification stage, a putative class action plaintiff need only prove the existence of a misrepresentation made in an efficient market and before the time of corrective disclosure, but need not prove loss causation. The Supreme Court specifically left open the question of whether a plaintiff must prove price impact in order to first invoke the fraud in the market presumption, or instead whether a plaintiff need only prove price impact after the defendant has successfully rebutted that presumption. The Supreme Court's explanation of the fraud in the market presumption, indicating that an investor presumptively relies on a defendant's misrepresentation if that information is reflected in the market price of the stock at the time of the relevant transaction, appears to signal that a plaintiff likely must first prove that a misstatement impacted the stock price before the presumption may be invoked. Impact of the Halliburton decision. The Supreme Court's decision in Halliburton may have a large impact on securities class actions filed in the Fifth Circuit, but it is not likely to impact other jurisdictions that have previously rejected the Fifth Circuit's test. Loss causation is still a necessary element that a securities plaintiff must prove to ultimately recover, but the plaintiff need not prove loss causation at the class certification stage. The impact of the Halliburton decision in the Fifth Circuit is not likely to be known for some time, however. Securities plaintiffs have become increasingly reticent to file claims within the Fifth Circuit due largely to that court's tightening of the pleading requirements under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act and the class certification requirements. Time will tell whether the Halliburton decision, as well as the Supreme Court's decision earlier this term in Matrix Initiatives versus Sarah Cusano, finding a securities plaintiff had adequately pled a material misstatement where information was known to the corporation that called into question previous statements, will impact the number of securities class actions filed within the Fifth Circuit. For now, while plaintiffs will have one less hurdle to jump at the class certification stage, the Fifth Circuit will remain a difficult jurisdiction in which to bring securities class actions.
2011 Akin Gump Strauss Howard Feld, LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.